Hey, Conspiracy Kyle here. Today's episode is conspiracy free. It's a video I posted last week on Instagram, Twitter, and Rockfin. I wanted to post the audio here in the podcast feed for those that didn't hear it. I was talking about a very important date that made me reminisce about my brother who had passed away several years ago. And I wanted to post this, for people who have lost somebody in their lives, just as a reminder that, we all need to remember the good times and the good things about people that have passed away. And also just to put it out there, just so people know that others have been going through the same thing, that you've been going through. So, keep strong. God bless, and may the force be with you. Hey, Conspiracy Kyle here. Wanted to post a little video. Today is a very important day to me. So this is Thursday, November 18th, 2021. Today has a special significance to me, and I kind of wanted to talk about this a little bit because I feel like a lot of people have been through a situation I've been through with grief and loss and losing loved ones. 4 years ago today, my brother, who about 2 years older than me and him went to a concert up in Cleveland, Ohio. We went to see A Perfect Circle, a band that we really loved over the years and had never got to see live before. So why am I telling you this? What's the big deal going to a concert? Big whoop. Well, my brother, on and off for, from 2000, mid-2000s, for the next 10 plus years, was a drug addict. He was on heroin. He took all kinds of other stuff. But 4 years ago, 2017, was a period of time when he had been sober for several years. So him and I were able to kind of reestablish our relationship. I had kind of cut myself off from him because now I had a family, I had, responsibilities and things, and I couldn't be involved in his world. I wanted to be there to help, but I also needed to take care of myself as well, and my wife and my kids. So it was hard, but at the same time, like I said, he did come back into the fold and was involved in my life, involved in my wife's life and our kids' lives, and it was great. So 2017, 4 years ago, we went up to this concert, and like I said, he had been sober for a little while. And on the way up to the concert, he really gave me a lot of insight into what it was like to be a drug addict. And he told me all kinds of really, really crazy stories, but it was when they were mind-blowing, but it was also very truthful and from the heart. He told me that, he had been doing heroin with a friend, and his friend started to like black out, started to OD. And my brother, he was like, "Well, the first thing I thought at that moment was, not, hey, I better call an ambulance to get this guy help. It was, how much money does this guy have in his pocket? Like, if he ODs, what can I get out of this? How can I keep feeding my addiction through his misfortune?" And that was a turning point for him in saying, "Man, this is a rock bottom level." He also mentioned about, going places and shoplifting and almost getting arrested and, a lot of just crazy, crazy stories. But he had finally been able to come to terms with this and all the things he had done. So he told me that on the way up to the concert. We saw the concert. It was great. It was awesome. It was one of one of my favorite events, I would say, in my adult life. Something I cherished deeply, especially because come 2018, 6 months later, he had relapsed and he took a wicked hit of heroin with fentanyl and passed away. So the moral of the story is, and it kind of made me think about this with news that's coming out recently about how many people have been affected by suicide and depression and drug abuse over the past few years. During all this pandemic craziness, because people haven't been allowed to go get treatment in person, things have been shut down, people have lost their jobs, people are just scared and depressed, and there's all this fear that's being pushed on us. And I thought about, my brother, even if he would have still been alive during this COVID, who knows, something crazy could have happened to him because of all this as well. So anyways, I wanted to just share that little story. Like I said, 4 years ago is a very important day to me. I always cherish that because he really told me some important things from the heart that will always stick with me. And he obviously made the wrong decision several months later, and he, you know, paid the ultimate price for it. But I definitely cherish his memory, and I'm sure everybody listening who has lost loved ones, cherish those memories, cherish those good thoughts, cherish those good times you had together. With addiction, you have to sometimes separate the person from the disease, and I truly do believe that drug abuse, alcoholism, it is a disease, and some people can't. It's very hard for them to get things fixed. So my heart goes out to everybody who's lost somebody due to those, and even just medical issues. Everything, the grief that you go through when you lose someone is tremendous, but always remember the good things, because there is a lot of good to remember about everyone you've lost. And, you know, like Luke Skywalker said in, of course I gotta tie in Star Wars, as Luke Skywalker said in the sequel trilogy, he said, you know, just remember, you know, no one is ever really gone. You know, they will always be a part of you. So that's all I wanted to say. Have a great day, everybody. I hope everybody's having a good week. I hope everybody's not getting too bogged down in all the craziness of the world and is able to enjoy their life and smile and laugh. So may the force be with you. God bless. I'll talk to you later.